Well, John, to use an old football term, that game was played with a fag in tonight, wasn't it? It was an easy stroll in the park, it looked from up there.
Yeah, just I think that's what we tried to make it the last 10 minutes, really. I think we started really well on the front foot and stuff, and I think we were really clinical tonight, and we literally put them to the sword, really, as you say.
Yeah, defensively tonight, you came in for a lot of praise just a few moments ago from your manager, Nigel Clough. He said you and Chris Basham, you thought, was solid tonight.
Yeah, but we did all right, but we defended as a team, really, and stuff. And when you've got that Worth Eckes, and everyone was like, putting 110% to me, it makes it a lot easier the further back you go. And yeah, I thought we defended well as a team, but I also thought we attacked well as a team and all tonight.
How important was it tonight, with a side like Scunthorpe coming here, a side who have been struggling, to make sure that you did put on a performance and get the points?
Yeah, because I think it was a game in hand tonight, really, and I think teams would have been looking at our result, hoping we could slip up and stuff, and I think we just put a marker down saying we aren't the ones going to be slipping up here at the end of the day, and we'll leave that to somebody else, really.
Yeah, because in recent weeks, a couple of the sides have closed the gap, haven't they?
Yeah, it's true, but I think we've always been in the playoff positions, really, and it's like you say, destiny's always in our own hands, like, and we've picked up points here and there, and like the last couple of games, we've picked up some good results, and we go another home game on Saturday and try and improve on that again.
Do you think that there's a bit of momentum almost able to come out of this game tonight, heading into this final little push?
I think there'll be a lot of confidence, really, the way we performed and stuff, and like I say, you're ticking the games off really now, and like I say, next one down, I'll win another one and win another one, and then you should be in and around the playoffs, really, and we'll see where we all come at the end of May.
And for you personally as well, you're playing in that back line now alongside Chris Basham. The back four's changed a little bit in recent weeks. How have you found it?
Yeah, when you got lads, you get on with them and stuff, you just adapt, really. It's only another position on the football field, and I think when you're playing at this sort of standard, like, you should be able to adapt to different roles of no matter where you play on the pitch.
Do you find it more difficult? Do you find it easier in a centre half?
I don't honestly know, to be honest with you. I enjoy playing there, to be truthful, and I enjoy just playing on the football pitch, and I know a lot of people say that and stuff, but I really enjoy it there, but I'll play wherever I'm asked at the end of the day.
You're both comfortable on the ball though, aren't you? You're both happy to seemingly bring the ball forwards over the halfway line.
Yeah, I think you can. It doesn't, just because you're playing centre-back, it doesn't stop you going forward or anything like that. You still got the licence to attack, and more often than not, you're starting the attacks up from back there, and like you say, if we kick the ball as well as we've done tonight, then we won't go far wrong.
How do you feel you're set now, then, in terms of this little run that's going to come up now? Because the season will be over before we know it.
Yeah, of course. And like you say, we can't rest on our laurels just because we've won 4-0 ones. Do you know what I mean? There's other games to go that we've got to play the teams in and around us, really. And if we can carry on picking the points off, then playoffs is anybody's game. But I think we're a big game team, really. We're used to them cup games after the last couple of years and stuff, and I think that'll stand us in good stead.
Do you think you can take that cup form then into playoff form? They're very different beasts, aren't they?
Oh yeah, definitely, but I know the atmosphere here when it's really loud and stuff, and you see the games from this year and last year, and when you've got this crowd behind you, then I don't think there'll be too many teams putting the hand up wanting to come here.
And as well, was the aim this week 9 points from 9 on home soil?
Well, of course, yeah. I think you aim for 3 points every single game. I know it's not always possible, but yeah, we looked at this week and said it's the game we've got in hand, really. And then we got two home games as well as that game, and try to put this team to the sword and hopefully progress where consolidate a place in the playoffs.
And then a couple of big games coming up as well, because they're big because of South Yorkshire derbies against Barnsley and Doncaster, but also because they're sides who are looking to shoot you down.
Yeah, of course, and like you say, they're the important games in all where we've got to make them count, really, do you know what I mean? And if we start beating the teams in and around us, really, the gap will only increase.